Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALII. We got a dad who delivered his baby in a Waffle House parking lot. Waffle House, we don't really have a lot of Waffle Houses where I live. You know, we got the IHOP. And some of these breakfast places are kind of expensive. You know, remember the good old days where you could get like $1.99 breakfast or something at Denny's? Now, you know, well, now Denny's has like some sort of a special menu, so it's starting to get cheaper again. But at some point, these breakfast places, the meal's like $9.99 for breakfast. You're like, $9.99? That's ridiculous. Anyway, George's father was driving his girlfriend to the hospital after her water broke. And he said he went into daddy mode and survivor mode when he realized that the newborn daughter was not going to wait for him to go through the roundabouts and the, you know, the four-way stops and the merging, and he probably didn't get into the carpool lane. So, although you can, you know, if you got a baby on the way, you know, and you're a pregnant mom, technically, I would say drive in the carpool lane because, you know, the baby is starting to come out. All you need is a limb. You know, just show the cop. I've lifted my skirt and showed the cop what's under my dress all the time. And you can tell him, look, you know, the baby's coming. It's carpool allowed. Some of you guys, you know, you're really, really afraid of the carpool laws. Trust me. If you're giving birth, it should count. And placenta counts, too, because you carried it, too, you know. Anyway, Johnny Davis was driving Tiffany Williams to Northside Hospital in DeKalb County, and then he was forced to pull over near a Waffle House and deliver the baby in the parking lot. He said, I did what any father would do. I stopped the car, hopped out, stopped traffic, and became the doctor. I got the baby out. I called the ambulance, and here we are. Good for him. I am so proud of this guy. What a good daddy. You know, I love my husband, but, you know, when I was giving birth, he was like, man, do I got to stay? Let me flee. This is going to be some scary stuff. And instead, he got all up in there and delivered that baby. I'm so proud. I am just so proud. He said he did not have any type of training to prepare him for this type of delivery. He said, I knew what I had to do. I knew my baby was coming. I knew I had to do something to make this happen, and that's what I did. Now, Waffle House is saying we should name the baby Waffalina. Waffalina. That's awesome. But it's not going to happen. See, they got some comedy. I love comedy. That's funny. Waffle House got a comedy. What the Waffle House do? Did the Waffle House bring in? You know, you got the Crisco oil and all the lard and stuff that you could use. I mean, that could have maybe helped. I'm gonna actually teach you guys how to deliver a baby in the next segment because I really think you guys need to know. You know, you just never know when you're gonna be walking by a Waffle House. Williams and the couple's daughter were taken to Northside Hospital by the paramedics after the delivery. Yeah, that was always my fear. When I was pregnant, I was always scared that I would go into labor in front of a parking lot full of people. And so, when did I give birth? I gave birth while I was a third-year resident. So I never left the hospital because I didn't want to go home, go to a Walmart, be out an In-N-Out Burger, okay, you know, be at Blockbuster Video, and then all of a sudden go into labor, and everybody's going to see everything. So I was like, you know, circling the hospital. So my husband's like, oh, it's Saturday afternoon. What do you want to do? Let's just drive around the hospital in circles. And so, yeah, but you're not in labor. It doesn't matter. So I was really, really afraid. And then what happened? I give birth, and the whole hospital is basically in the room watching. It was really, really bad, honestly. But that's why, you know, I'm pretty well known in Vegas. A lot of people don't recognize my face, but they recognize other parts. Okay, so I'm going to teach you guys how to deliver a baby. We also got a dad. Boy, look at all these dad stories for Father's Day. A dad donates liver to help save his newborn baby son, Caleb. Oh, this is all about daddies today. This is so nice. Appendicitis. A lot of you guys are freaked out that you're going to have appendicitis. And you, are like, well, you know, Dahlia, should I just go and get my appendix taken out prophylactically? As much as I would love to, I got very good at taking out appendixes. This is before laparoscopic. This is where you just cut them open and you go in there and you take it. And for those of you that want to know how to deliver or take out an appendix, there's a YouTube video where I discuss how to take out an appendix. Apparently, remember Lost? Remember the show Lost? Somebody had appendicitis attack. The guy from Party of Five, I think, was having an appendicitis attack. So the girl, you know, who was later in Lord of the Rings, had to take out the appendix, and she was able to do so. And everyone's like, wait, what? How'd she do it? I'm like, well, I'll teach you guys. So if you, I'm not going to teach you guys how to take out the appendix because, you know, I can't, you know, give it all for free. Okay? You know, you're not going to buy the cow if you get the milk for free. So I'm going to keep some of that milk. But I will teach you guys how to deliver a baby. With the appendix, you know, another study's come out going, maybe we could just treat the appendix with antibiotics. Now, we're not talking Z-Pak, but so for some of you going, oh, great, you know, I'll call my doctor because I'm going on vacation and I want to make sure I don't have an appendicitis attack, have him give me a Z-Pak, that's not going to work. You know, there's hospital errors still going on in the hospitals, which is really stupid. And it happens, okay? But it does. Things happen, okay? Just like spills at Walmart. You know, there's going to be something on the ground. There's going to be something that happens somewhere, okay? So, there are 7 ways to prevent these deadly and costly hospital errors. If I could get through all 7, I'll get through all 7. Usually I start to go on and give commentary about things, and we never even get through any of the lists. So we're going to talk about that. I also want to talk about this apartment where I believe 6 people died after being on the balcony. It makes me not want to be on any other balcony ever again. Talk about the apartment and some of the issues they have. Man, this is really interesting. Okay? They say methane could be extracted from Martian rock and could be a food source for organisms on the red planet. Right? We know there's a lot of methane on Mars. Methane is a gas in a lot of things, including our own gas. But are anaerobes, all right, surviving on that? So we're going to talk about that. Anaerobes. So, and then, of course, there's some trends going on. Now, we got people touching their belly button with their hand wrapped around their back. We got people putting coins on their collarbones. We got people with hairy armpits. So for those of you that want to trend and be super cool, we'll talk to you guys about how to do that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I'm a little upset because I've taught you guys how to deliver babies multiple times. And I have no idea if you guys put any of that information to good use. And the fact that I have to keep repeating to myself and repeating myself and going over and over and over the same things over and over again really makes me mad. But here's the problem. You know, we get new listeners. And I know you guys make fun of the new listeners going, hey, you guys are newbies, freshmen. These new listeners are going to be the future do-gooders and good Samaritans that you guys are going to be very, very grateful that are out there. So this dad who delivered his baby at the Waffle House, who knows, maybe he did listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, and he learned exactly how to deliver a baby. You know, I understand that people were not giving birth before the Dr. Dahlia Show happened, so for him to know how to deliver a baby, it must have been under my tutelage. But here we go. Okay. Some of you are like, well, how do I know if my wife's in labor? You know, she's always yelling. You know, and she's always, you know, crying. First of all, your girlfriend, or wife, okay, is not yelling when she's pregnant, okay? Yelling is like, stop it! No, I don't want sex! That's yelling. But if she's like, ow, 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 this sucks, ow, 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 get me out of here, get me out of here, okay, that's not yelling. Okay, that's just kind of normal talk. But, by the way, that's just normal talk, period. Like, you know, if I tell my husband, what? What? We gotta visit your family again? That's not yelling, that's my normal voice. Right? You know, there's normal things depending on the subject. Like, for example, do you want to see the Jurassic Park movie? Oh my gosh, I so want to see the new Jurassic Park movie. Well, that's not yelling, right? You see, so it's only yelling when you don't want to hear it. Well, I don't give a damn if your girlfriend or wife is having a baby, you're going to hear it. Okay, so you think she's in labor. The first thing most men do, which really, really, really is a big mistake, is they start taking off their wife or girlfriend's clothes. You do not need to go after the bra. Okay, what I would do is when in doubt, call emergency services. Call 911, call her OB, if you don't know what's going on. But starting to unsnap the bra and, you know, we don't really need that. Yes, it would be nice if she didn't have a bra on, but trust me, we women in labor could rip off our own bras if we don't want to be in them. Okay, so if she has a midwife, whoever, but well, if you're really in doubt, it's an emergency, call 911. Okay, and then you could call the midwife, doctor, okay, et cetera. Now, everybody's going to want to know, well, what stage of labor is she? Is she in the first stage? Is she in the second stage? Is she in the third stage? And for those of you that really want nice pictorial pictures, WikiHow does a real nice job of how to deliver a baby, okay? So, real nice pictures, but she's wearing a bra, okay? So, don't be looking for pictures for that. So, you want to know where she at. Okay, now as a doctor, what I do is I stick my hand inside to feel the cervix and I can tell if the cervix is dilated. We don't want you doing that because if you just came from working in the garage or working on the construction site, my guess is you got dirt. And if you got dirt under your nails, she's going to be really, really mad. So what you can do is take off her underwear and look and see if you see any crowning or any head. Because if you start to see head, all right, you're going to have to just, you know, lie her down right there and start delivering the baby. Don't tell her to walk around and walk it off, okay? Don't, you know, okay, get a clue. Okay, now, in the beginning part, the contractions are supposed to come as contractions, okay, because the baby's trying to push it out. You know when you try to poop? See, guys have a tough time. Women are like, I don't need this explained, Dahlia. I know you don't, but the guys we got to explain to, okay? You know, my husband's like, I don't understand. Why does it hurt? You know, what's hurting? Why? I'm like, okay, imagine you have to take a poop, and the poop has to make a turn, and you have to try to push, but you got to take a breath in between, and you go, I get it. Okay, so it's going to come in waves, but sometimes the waves aren't exactly, you know, not exactly 7 minutes or exactly 6 minutes. Sometimes it could vary. So don't sit there and go, wait a second. It's not 6 minutes yet, so you're just faking it. Don't be doing that. A lot of you guys are also going to have the, you are going to have the desire to tweet or Instagram or Facebook what's going on. Please don't. And no poking. We don't want any Facebook poking. Okay, so whether she's in pain or not, you want to make sure that the baby's head is not crowning. Okay, because if the baby's head is crowning, you're going to have to get ready to deliver. Now, if your contractions, some people are like, well, I mean, she said she had pain last night and then she had pain this morning. The contractions, we usually kind of come up with a rough estimate about every 10 minutes. Okay, if the contractions are starting to come every 10 minutes, then yes, she's in some form, the first form of labor. Now, if the contractions are starting to be about 5 minutes apart, okay, and these contractions are lasting a whole minute, all right, you know, and this is going on now for a little bit, you know, I would already be on the way to the hospital. That's where I would be, okay? They say first-time mothers are likely to give birth when contractions are 3 to 5 minutes apart, lasting 40 to 90 seconds. First-time moms, you got sometimes a little bit of leeway, but if it's your second, third, or fifth kid, all right, I would be just camping out in the hospital the week before, okay? If the contractions are 2 minutes or less apart, you are now possibly looking at the baby coming like right now. Make sure your hands are clean. If you were in the middle of biting a hangnail, wash that off. Antimicrobial soap. If you have any gloves, that would be great. But this is if the baby is about to come and you feel like you're really, really screwed. This is what you do. So some of you guys, you're not even near a hospital. You know, or the midwife is like, look, you know, I'm at Walmart right now. I'm at the checkout counter. All right, I will be there as soon as I get done. You know, does she want me to pick her up anything? Yeah, I'm going to want a Big Gulp, and they don't sell Big Gulps at Walmart. They don't. Get me some condoms, because now that she'll be giving birth, I'll be able to have sex. Okay, I'll pick up some condoms. So the midwife leaves Walmart, and now it's starting to head over to the house. Start collecting clean towels, clean sheets. If you have any waterproof tablecloths or shower curtains with no mold, make sure you got a blanket for the baby. If you have anything for suction, always buy your baby stuff before the baby comes, like the suction, because you may have to suction out some of the mucus from the nose or the mouth. Okay? You want to make sure you have some warm water. You are going to need some scissors, some very clean scissors that you hopefully sterilized with rubbing alcohol in case you have to cut the cord. Again, I'm hoping you called 911 so you don't have to do any of that. You may need some sanitary napkins, etc., because she's going to be bleeding. They recommend paper towels, but if you guys buy the cheap paper towels that I do, I bleed more from putting paper towels down there. All right? She may be throwing up. So make sure you have a bucket nearby, okay, because she may be throwing up. And keep her calm. Reassure her. Tell her you're not going to dump her, right, for the blonde across the street, okay? Tell her you're going to be there. Tell her she's beautiful, okay? If she tells you to shut the hell up, don't, okay? You know, we always tell our men to shut the hell up because it's the only time we really get away with it. She's also going to insult your mother. It's going to happen. It's okay. She gets a free pass when she's in labor. Reassure her. Tell her she's not going to have to go back to work that night. That kind of thing, okay? Then you want to make sure she's in a comfortable position. Now, some women, like, you know, my mom gave birth to my brother by squatting, you know? Some women do well lying down on their back. I usually tell everybody to at least lie them down because I don't want her to get dizzy, you know? Don't tell her to sit on the toilet. Do not tell her to sit on the toilet. Okay, I don't think that's the safest thing for the baby. But the lithotomy position is the position that we usually make women give birth in the hospital. And I don't really think it's the most ideal. I think it's better to be on your side or sometimes, you know, kind of on all fours, giving birth that way or squatting. But, you know, you're a novice, so we have to do it that way. Okay, now the baby's coming. Okay, you got to tell her to push, but don't start telling her to push if you don't know what the hell is going on yet. Okay? Women know when they're ready to push. Don't start going push, you know, because the hockey game's on. No. Don't start telling her to push. She'll know when she gets that feeling that she wants to push. Now, a lot of times people say, don't push. Don't do anything. Try to keep the baby in. You really can't. When the baby wants to come out, I mean, you can't keep your knees bolted together and keep that baby in. So the baby's going to come out. She's going to probably tuck her chin, curl forward, pull her legs back, and try to push. You may be able to start seeing some crowning where you see the baby's head in the vagina. All right? She may be like, you got to tell me to push. So, you know, you can tell her to push or whatever, but she'll probably know more about what's going on. These pushes are sometimes long pushes, but make sure she gets breath. She has to breathe to get the baby's oxygen. Now the baby's head is coming out. Don't start pulling on the baby's head. Don't use a wrench, nothing like that. You need to check to see if there's the umbilical cord around the neck. If there is, you may have to tie off the umbilical cord. Right, in a couple places, because that umbilical cord could be preventing the baby from coming out. The baby's still getting air from the placenta delivering it to its umbilical artery, but you don't want to be starting to pull on the cord if you don't have to. If the cord is free from the neck, you try to kind of deliver that top shoulder first. This is assuming the baby is coming out naturally with its head crowning instead of its feet and breech. Pull that. I usually kind of pull the baby a little bit downward, but grab under the arm carefully and catch that baby because it is going to be slippery and slidey. All right? You deliver then the other shoulder. The baby should come out. Don't start episiotomy. Don't
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Okay, we're going to move on. If you do deliver the baby on their own, okay, just remember, make sure the baby's breathing. Please make sure you called 911 before you did any of that, okay? All right, because I'm hoping 911 and paramedics arrived, they can make sure they could give emergency resuscitation if, God forbid, it's needed for baby and mom. But you guys should be pretty much experts at this point, okay? I did a damn good job teaching you. All right, now, appendicitis. Okay, I was probably one of the very first things we diagnosed as a medical student, and one of the very first things we cut out as a medical resident, or even medical student, is the appendix. Right? We got really, really good at diagnosing appendicitis. We got so good that you could walk into the office, not even having a fever, having fallen off a trampoline, having eaten breakfast that day, and I still know if you have an appendicitis attack. Our school taught us at UNR so damn well. All right? But what they taught us is you take that appendix out because you never know when it's going to hit. There was some talk 20 years ago about giving some antibiotics. You know, give some antibiotics because if the appendix is being, you know, under attack by bacteria, then why don't you kill the bacteria? Okay, right? Makes sense. Hey, go, you know, go for the antibiotic, not the Z-Pak, just antibiotic that would, you know, attack those sort of like, you know, gram negatives and the type of bacteria that would be in the bowel area. You know, Z-Paks are really good more for like the upper respiratory type stuff. I don't see Z-Paks being as good for skin or bowel or bladder issues. So I usually tell people it's kind of above the chest type of thing, chest and above for Z-Pak. All right, but I know that's everybody's already kind of looking in their, you know, cupboard to see if they have an antibiotic for appendicitis. You know, some people do not have to go through the appendectomy. I'm still a little nervous. I'm still old school. If you're having any issue with the body part that's getting infected, that could at any point decide to rupture and kill you, all right, you know, because now you got bacteria floating all over your, you know, internal organs, I would probably say take the sucker out. However, over the last 20 years, we keep being told you could use antibiotics. So here's another study saying, yeah, you could use antibiotics. They say 80% of patients with an inflamed appendix called appendicitis do not need to have their appendix surgically removed. And those who ultimately do need the surgery are not hurt if they wait. This is according to Dr. Paulina Salminen of Turku University Hospital in Finland. She thinks that this and other studies will change how appendicitis is treated. She says, now we know that only a small proportion of appendicitis patients need an emergency operation. Again, I have thought on that, but I'll just quickly tell you what, you know, they've come up with. They said there's two types of appendicitis. Ones that require surgery in a milder form that can be treated with antibiotics. The majority of appendicitis are the milder form, making up 80% of the cases. Okay, that's the key word. Okay, the key word is it's not all the cases. Well, I don't know if that's a key word. That's the key sentence, okay? They said the more serious type of appendicitis will cause the appendix to rupture. Treating this type of appendicitis requires that the appendix be removed. Now, I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, I'm not a doctor, and I could have figured that out. Absolutely. You know, we're not rocket scientists in medicine. You guys see that, okay? You see that statement? This is how we doctors talk to each other and talk to you guys. And we act like we know it all and we're smart. There's the serious appendicitis, and a serious appendicitis could rupture and you may need surgery. And all you guys are like, well, duh, like no poop, Sherlock, duh. You know, and I'm like, I know, but I sound all smart saying that. Anyway. So what do we usually use? Well, we use the CT. Now, I was trained without the CT. Yeah, the CT was a nice tool to reconfirm, but our doctors got mad at us. Our superior officers would scream, why are you waiting for the CT? You tell me what the diagnosis is now. Well, you know, he's got pain in McBurney's Point in the lower part of the right abdomen, and it's tender, and there's some anorexia, he doesn't want to eat, and there's fever, and there's a high white count. Okay, well, then he probably has appendicitis. Do we really need to spend the money on a CAT scan? Well, with all the liability that later, you know, started to ensue and lawsuits going crazy by the late 90s, yeah, we now have to get CAT scans before every surgery we do. So, the CAT scan, they said, could accurately detect which type of appendicitis. Do you have an appendicitis where you got a big, nasty abscess, and that abscess looks like it is going to rupture the next time you fart or poop or whatever? Yeah, then you got to get that sucker taken out. But what if the wall is minimally inflamed? What if you have a minimally inflamed wall? Maybe you can get by with antibiotics. So for the study, Salminen, not Salomon from Lord of the Rings, Salminen and colleagues randomly assigned 530 patients with acute appendicitis to appendectomy or a 10-day course of antibiotics. The research found that the appendectomies were 99.6% successful. among so somebody who didn't get their appendix to somebody who didn't get their appendix taken out or who got their appendix taken out, what do you mean it wasn't successful? They had like a second appendix? I'd like to know what that was. Among patients treated with antibiotics that followed for a year, 73% did not need surgery. However, 27% of the patients treated with antibiotics had to have their appendix removed within a year after treatment. So if you're like, wait a second, Dahlia, hold the phone. I'm holding it. Hold the phone. You give a person antibiotics, how do we know they're not going to come back the next day or the next week or the next year? They said in this study, 27% came back. But there were no major complications associated with delaying surgery. So let's say you got to go to your daughter's quinceanera or you have a bar mitzvah to go to. You know, I'm planning my son's bar mitzvah. All right, and I think I'm going to have an appendix issue. Okay, I could either decide to get the appendix taken out now or I could take some antibiotics if I have the milder form, go to the bar mitzvah, dance. You know, if you've ever seen, you know, the Jewish mom dance at the kid's bar mitzvah, she thinks she's hot stuff. And I tear up the dance floor. Tear it up. Anyway, then people laugh at me, but they all go, oh, you're such a good dancer. I'm like, I is. Anyway, you can maybe take antibiotics and put this off. Now, they say a lot has changed in the last 130 years. For example, the ability to diagnose meningitis has improved. It's almost perfect with CT scans. Yeah, 130 years ago, there wasn't a CT scan. All right, but now we got antibiotics, so these antibiotics are pretty good. Now, 300,000 appendectomies are done each year in the United States. And with our need to have Obamacare, because apparently we spend too much when it comes to health care, there's obviously a lot of push for research to go, do we really need to take things out? Now, some of you go, well, Dahlia, if I do lose my, you know, appendix, and I didn't have to, what does that do for me long term? Well, right now, we don't think it does anything for you long term. Whether you get the appendix taken out or not, you know, you don't really miss the organ, but it's not a useless organ. I told you guys what the use of the appendix is. The appendix has a use. Everything in your body has a use. Even my ovaries that are drying up, I'm sure there's still a use. And the appendix is a hollow tube that houses zillions upon zillions and trillions, and then a couple extra zillion bacteria. So, with this bacteria, it when your body starts to lose necessary bacteria, you end up getting that squirted back out. Now, you'll still probably have good bacteria flora even without your appendix, so we don't hear about people dying. But this is my problem, okay? I've seen this with gallbladder. I've seen this with appendixes, okay? The weird cases are the ones where people don't have pain. I had a gentleman last week come in. And he was just writhing in pain. And he goes, it just started hurting like today. And I'm like, well, I don't know what the hell's going on, but to me it sounds like appendix. And I think it's a real bad case of appendix. It was already burst. It was a burst appendix by the time he felt it. I had another patient about 10 years ago, same thing. No pain at all until the sucker burst. And then when it burst, now we're looking at open laparotomy, cleaning out all the, you know, peritoneal wash and cleaning up all the bacteria and now being on IV antibiotics, and it's serious stuff. Now, they got this right. Very few appendicitises will result that way, but it could still happen. So if it were me, I would say take the sucker out. But I can understand if I'm busy and I'm like, well, it's an inflamed wall like a colitis, just give me some antibiotics and we'll see, then, you know, I can see how that could be convenient, but I don't know. I don't trust the appendix. I don't. It's a mean sucker. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest. forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, Fox News. I love looking at the Fox News health section. A lot of cool stuff in that. section of things. And they talk about here 7 ways to prevent deadly and costly hospital errors, which is cool. All right. You know, it's helpful. But I kind of want to go over what they say. And I want to correct a couple things if we can. They say there's some estimates linking more than 400,000 annual premature deaths to preventable errors in hospitals. 400,000 annual premature deaths to preventable errors in hospitals. Okay? I'm not blaming Fox News for that number, but I think it's an overestimation of what a preventable error is, okay? When I look at a hospital, for example, all right, well, let's say somebody gets an infection. Okay, so let's say a patient is in the hospital for surgery for their gallbladder being removed, okay? And then while they're there, they succumb to a pneumonia. And they have a pneumonia, and then when they get the pneumonia, they end up dying, okay? That would be counted as a preventable error in a hospital. Now, I've worked in hospitals, okay? What do we do routinely to prevent somebody from getting pneumonia who was there for gallbladder surgery? Well, we'll try to give them a, private room, okay? So they're not next to somebody that has pneumonia, okay? We'll use sterile equipment when we do surgery on them. We will try not to immunocompromise if we don't have to, like giving them steroids, okay? All right? We will use good hand-washing techniques. You know, we will do everything we can possible to make sure he doesn't get a pneumonia, okay? But we're not God, okay? If there's some bacteria sitting there in the lungs, if there's something kooky, right, that ends up floating around the hall, the hospital is not sterile all the time, and these patient rooms aren't. So when they say preventable error, how preventable are some of these things? Okay? You know, when I was in training, there was a patient who got he was very, very nauseous, so he got a Phenergan shot. And the Phenergan shot was for nausea. Okay? Well, how many times do you give somebody in the hospital some anti-nausea medicine? Well, he decides that he wants to get up and go to the bathroom. When he gets up to go to the bathroom, he falls and he breaks his leg. Now, if somebody claimed, well, that was preventable, Dahlia, because you could have tied him down to the bed. You could have restrained him. Really? We're now going to restrain every patient that would like to take an antihistamine or an anti-nausea medicine. When you give an anti-nausea medicine to a woman in labor, do you restrain her? No. And sometimes you have her get up and walk around to, you know, help deliver the baby, try to, you know, get things going there. You'll see pregnant women walking around with their IV, you know, trying to go into labor. You know, and they're walking with the nurse, and they're going, oh, this sucks. And the nurse is like, yeah, I know this sucks. And she's like, I'm never sleeping with my husband again. I'm never sleeping with him again either. What, you sleep with my husband? What? And they sit there, and they fight, and they argue in the hallway. So, can we please, maybe change this term, preventable error? Okay, somebody getting sick in the hospital when you did everything possible to keep, what you could possibly humanly do away from that patient, how much is that a preventable error? If there were any errors in the hospital, now, if all these 400,000 people were nurses giving the wrong medicine, we got a problem. We got a major issue, but our nurses aren't that bad. Our nurses are pretty damn good. So, all right. So anyway, they say, what can you do? They say, check hospital ratings and infection rates. They say, staying safe begins before you're admitted. It may not be possible to hospital shop in an emergency, but check LeapFrog's hospital safety score for facilities in your area. I visited LeapFrog. I'll tell you what I think about it. It's a nice, pretty website, but we need to take these things with a grain of salt. They're surveys, okay? They're surveys. Know who's coordinating your care. They say during a hospital stay, nurses, doctors, technicians will be in and out of your room. Who is in charge? If your doctor does not go to the hospital, your doctor is not a hospitalist, and a lot of us doctors don't do that anymore. We can't. Insurance companies have made it impossible because we have, 8 hospitals in my local area, and some insurance companies, you know, don't agree on where the patients can go. I would be spending all day at the hospital. I would never be in my office. And that's what we end up having. We have hospitalists, then we have doctors that see patients in the clinic. You want to make sure that the person coordinating your care is somebody who knows who the hell you are and what's going on with your medical issues even in the past. Bring someone with you. You may be a little delusional. You may be sedated. Have somebody there that could be physically and mentally able to make decisions. And I'm not talking about decisions about your life. That should already have been done with your advanced directives. Living well, that kind of stuff. But make sure there is somebody going, wait a second, I saw you drop that on the floor, and now you're touching my family member with it. Even though, again, the average nurse doesn't do that. Our nurses are pretty damn good. They say at any time, an estimated 1 in 25 hospital patients have hospital-acquired infection, whether it's pneumonia, stomach viruses, UTIs. So they say, ask your healthcare workers to wash their hands. Don't be afraid to. I have no problem with you guys doing that, okay, because any of us in the healthcare field shouldn't be insulted by that, and we should be like, good job, you know? So, like, when I come into a room, you'll see me drying off my hands, you know? You'll see me swabbing my stethoscope with alcohol. Sometimes I'll even clean my hands again with alcohol in case I touched, like, one of the kids ran up to me and gave me a hug before I touched the patient. I'll wash my hands with alcohol, that kind of stuff. So, you know, make sure, you know, from a hospital setting, you know, you want to, you know, let the patients know you're doing your utmost, but asking the nurse to wash your hands, that's fine. Bring all your medications along, even your over-the-counter supplements. A lot of errors are happening because some of you guys are taking some over-the-counter supplements and you don't think they're medications, and now they're interacting with your medicine. Okay? Anything you put in your body, whether you think it's crap or whether you think it's your you know medicine that's keeping you alive, anything you put into your body in terms of a pill or medication or whatever, you let them know, even with food. And then as they're being discharged, make sure you know your instructions. Something very, very frustrating is happening nowadays where you're having surgery done in the hospital and you are not being told to see the surgeon. You are being told to go see your primary care provider. So if your physician assistant or nurse practitioner has never done surgery, and you have surgery done in the hospital, and you're being told, just go see your PA, nurse practitioner, family doctor, and they've never done surgery, you're going to, you know, there could be some issues. And the reason why that's happening is insurance companies are not paying for follow-up. So when you perform a surgery, up to 2 weeks for some insurance companies after that surgery, it's supposed to be all-inclusive. So all the follow-up is supposed to be free. Well, a lot of these surgeons don't want to be in the clinic for hours upon hours upon hours seeing patients for free. They can't afford that. So they say, just go to another doctor. If you see another doctor who's evaluating you, it gets paid, which is a real crap way for the system, which is why some people want to change the system to, you have your appendix taken out, all the money gets split among all of you. That's going to make it worse because no one's going to want to see you when you get out of the hospital. So make sure you understand your instructions, and if you want to see a surgeon for your surgery you just had, you make sure to let them know that you want to see a surgeon. You're not going to see somebody that takes care of you on the outside that was not there in the OR. I get that. So LeapFrog, I checked out LeapFrog, it's nice. But keep in mind, they say LeapFrog, the information is from voluntary submissions. The data is derived from third parties. So we're going to talk about that. You know, which of these hospital websites can you trust? Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.